Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Right. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
burn rubber on me, baby. Thank you for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I have a great show for you this evening. And the call-in number to the show, guys, if you want to call in and weigh in on the topic, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Write that number down. Lock it in on your phone. I know you're going to want to call in on today's topic, so get ready. Strap yourself in. We're in for a long 30 minutes. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening on my show page live on the Internet. Thank you for listening to the show. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook, guys, so if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Now, you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of your page, the top of the Facebook page there, and type in the search box there. Type 1982 Astros Alumni. The number 1982 Astros Alumni. The show page should come up there. You can send us a friend request. We'll confirm you as a friend. And that way, you're never, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, that way you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to. Because the Twitter and Facebook show notes come in about 45 minutes to a half hour before the show starts. That gives you time to get home or get to a spot where you can sit down and listen to the show. Okay? So thank you guys again for listening to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call CPA on Duty at 770-732-0244. That's CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs that you may need, give them a call. And they'll help you out, whether it's personal or business. They're very professional over there, and they can handle anything that you throw at them. Okay? So, guys, before I jump into today's topic, I just want to say real quick just something. You guys know that I've been following the Penn State and the Jerry Sandusky trial, and and today, it seems like there are more people coming out now from the 70s that said that that this guy, this abuse has been happening with him and kids since the 70s, guys, since the 70s. This guy is a real, real pervert. Now, like I said, I've been kind of wrapped up into that, I can see a guy now being hung up on, women, have some kind of sex addiction with women, maybe doing some weird stuff with women, but women of, of age, of course, and I can see that, but I just can't wrap my hands around the kids, the young boys, anyway. Boys or girls, they're not of age for you to do anything sexually with them. Grown men doing something sexually with a 10, 12-year-old girl or boy is just totally wrong. Now, I'm sure that he's getting his share of boys, in jail, but he is the getty and not the getter. if you roll with that one, he's the Getty, not the Getter. I don't know if those are words, but hey, that'll be great in a Scrabble game. So try it one day when you're playing Scrabble. The Getty and the Getter. The Getty is the one that gets it. The Getter is the one that gets it. You know? Try to figure that one out. All right, but anyway, there are allegations now that he's been doing this to young boys since the 1970s. That is mind-blowing. Now, again, the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Now, the Sandusky thing kind of leads me into the topic for this evening's show. And our topic for today is gays and lesbians. Why do they come out? If you want to weigh in on the show, guys, 818-301-5834. I'll be back in about 1 minute. So listen to Michael Jackson and give me a second to jump back in here. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry about that, guys. Just having some technical difficulties on the show. But anyway, why do gays and lesbians come out? Why do they come out at this point in their careers? Or, you know, if they're not in the limelight, so to speak, why do they come out at certain points in their lives, period? And that's a question that maybe you guys can – enlighten me on or share some things that I don't know or that maybe I don't understand about the gay and lesbian community. Now, like I said, we were talking about just a few days ago. The reason I'm doing the show about it is just a few days ago I was talking with some people about gays and lesbians and why do they come out of the closet. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, they try, I guess they try to strategically come out and let the world know or the nation know or their audience know that they're gay or lesbian. And one of the people that we were talking about was the actress and comedian Wanda Sykes. Now, why did she come out at this point in her career and say that she was a lesbian? Now, you know, like I said, I don't know what she does in her off time or in her personal time or whatever. I know, well, is she a lesbian? She lays with women or she likes women or what have you. And that's something that they come out with. I don't know if she's looking to further her career, grab some type of publicity, or if she is, you know, throwing a bait out there for other lesbians. Hey, if you see me around, I'm a lesbian. So you can approach me if you're the same way. You can approach me and maybe that, you know, we can get something going. It's just like guys in the club. I mean, if you knew that a woman in the club was, or in the bar or what have you, or even at a restaurant, if you knew, if she walked in and she had a tag on the front of her chest that said, you know, single or single and looking or married and looking, or, you know, there are those two, or just open, you know, then if she looks the part, the guys jump on her so fast that it'll make your head swim. So if you're a lesbian and you come out and say, you come out of the closet and say that you're a lesbian, you tell the world that you're a lesbian, then when the lesbians see you on the street or out in public, they know that you are. They're going to pounce on you. Oh, there she is. There she is. Weird, isn't it? It is to me, too. Now, gays, I guess guys are pretty much the same way. But why do they come out? Why do they come out at, you know, certain times? They come out and they tell the world that they're gay. You know, why do they do that? I don't know. But I have an opinion about it. Like I said, I think they come out to appeal to the gay and lesbian community, or even to appeal to gays and let them know that they are within that lifestyle, and it's okay if you see them out to approach them. Now, another gay person that's you know, kind of in the spotlight in TV is from CNN, the grayhead guy Anderson Cooper, and he came out and said that he was, you know, that he was gay. He came out of the closet and said that he was gay. Well, it took him a long time to do that. You know, a lot of rumors had been surfacing around for probably the last couple of years. A lot of rumors have been surfacing around him saying that he was gay and this and that. But he never came out and said that he was gay until just a little while back. Now, I don't know how the rumor got out. I guess, you know, of course, someone put the rumor out there. I don't know if, you know, someone said, you know, one of his boyfriends or something said, I'm going to let everybody know that you're gay. You're on TV and, you know, you're appealing to these women, yada, 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 yada. I'm going to let everyone know that you're gay. And they may have put it out there. It may have been a scorned lover that put it out there. It may have been someone that trying to maybe blackmail him in some type of way. I don't know. But why did he come out and say that? You know, and as it turns out, that the rumor was true, that he was gay. So now, I guess maybe it's a big chip off his shoulder to come out and say that he's gay. Let everyone know that he's gay, and that's the way, you know, now that he's got the chip off his shoulder, he doesn't care what people say about him now, you know, as far as being gay. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. We're talking about gays and lesbians. If you're just now joining the show, we're talking about gays and lesbians, and why do they come out of the closet? And why do they pick a certain time to come out of the closet? And what kind of led me to this subject is, you know, I've been following the Jerry Sandusky and the Penn State debacle that's been going on. And that, you know, that discussion over the weekend with some people brought me to this subject on today. Now, at the same time, as far as Sandusky and Penn State goes, now they're asking the question of if Penn State should be put under some kind of sanctions through the NCAA as far as their football program goes and as far as the school goes. And And I believe myself, and it's just my opinion, guys. You know, don't jump at me about this. Don't send me. I know I'm going to get a lot of emails and messages about the gay and lesbian community as far as who's why I'm doing this and what's being said and this and that. Well, if you want to call and talk to me, call into the show 818-301-5834. I have a caller on the show from the 201 area code. The first three digits of the phone number is 921. That caller wants to be on the show. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams from the 201 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, doctor. Yeah. So you're asking a question, why do people come out and when they decide to come out, why they chose that time to come out? Is that the topic tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, straight. See, let's start off, first of all, I just tuned in, so I don't know if you covered what I'm about to talk about. But let's talk about some of the people we suspect to be gay. And then maybe we can try to speculate as to why they haven't come out. Queen Latifah, MC Light. Anderson Cooper just came out. Let me see. Will Smith, it was rumored to be sort of whatever. Kanye West, kind of strange. Who else? A whole bunch of folks. Who you suspect who may be gay?
Well, that's another thing. I think that Queen Latifah was one of them, like you said. I'm not sure about MC Light. But I heard some, and as far as Will Smith goes, there's a movie, and I don't know if you ever saw this movie. Early in his career, I can't think of the name of it, but he plays a gay man in that movie, and he's in the movie. Someone comes in and catches him in the bed with another man, and that was early in his career. I'm sure as soon as I get off the air, I'll think of the name of the movie, but I just can't put my fingers on it right now. So that that may be something that Will Smith did early in his career that he wanted to do with me. I don't care if I am trying to break into the TV or movie business. If I'm a straight guy, I don't know if I'm going to put myself in a gay role like that just to get on TV. I don't know.
Well, but that's just acting, though. I mean, he was acting as a gay dude. It's not as if we found some hidden tape of Will Smith way back in the day who was really in bed with the dude. I mean, the dude was acting. So you can't really say just because he was playing a gay dude that makes him gay.
Well, now you say that he was one of the people that's on your list as far as a gay person and a gay rumor that's been going around. I mean, with that and him playing that part, I mean, that's starting to push in that direction. So, I don't know. But, until the person comes out with it, then, to each his own.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question to you. Let's say if Will Smith did come out, I guess you already answered my question. You wouldn't be surprised because you already suspected it anyway, right?
I wouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, it's hard for me to be surprised about a lot of this stuff because, I feel like a lot of Hollywood are, on the DL anyway, okay? And, I'm going to keep you on the air. I have another person that just came up on my switchboard from the 718 area code. I'm going to put you on the air as well with us talking about gays and lesbians. From the 718 area code, you're on the air with Frank Williams. How you doing today?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's
yes,
kind
ma'am.
Of
I'm sorry.
I think it's kind of stupid. I mean, why do people care what people do? I just don't get that. And then you're kind of comparing this Sandusky situation to gay people when, you know, those are not consenting adults. Those are children. So that's not very, smart at all.
Well, I'm not comparing them. You don't think him sleeping with dudes makes him gay, though? I didn't mean to jump in like that, but, I mean, don't you think he's gay?
No, I think it makes him a pedophile.
Well, I mean, what I was saying is because of Sandusky, you know, doing what he did to the young kids, and that reminds you of gays, then that's what led me to this subject, because that's what gays do, don't they?
Okay, so you're saying gay people sleep with children?
I'm saying males sleep with males.
Well, that makes no sense. No, don't just push everything on gay people. That's
so you don't know if Sandusky just slept with the young boys. He could have held on to some older men at his same age. We don't know that
he is not being tried for. He is being tried for sleeping with children, meaning they were not adults.
He's been convicted.
Whether he's been convicted or not, it was only with sleeping with children.
But I guarantee you, Neil,
he's not charged for sleeping
with men. I bet he's sleeping with men now.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick?
That's not what he was
trying
for. You said that you thought of gay people when you heard the Sandusky case.
Absolutely.
Now, that's wrong. That is totally wrong.
Well,
I want to ask the caller a question. Young lady, I want to ask you a question. I'm assuming it's a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand. So are you saying that what old dude did doesn't make him gay? You're defending gay people because you don't accuse him of being gay? I'm trying to understand.
Right. Exactly.
So what he did wasn't a gay act. Is that what you're saying?
So are you saying you want to sleep with, are you straight? You want to sleep with females that are young?
But no,
any straight man sleeps with little children.
Boys specifically, though. It's not as if he slept with children. He slept with little boys.
He is not being tried for being gay. He is being tried for being a pedophile.
But he's also gay, though, don't you think?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You don't know if he's gay or not. You don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know if he's gay? I don't know anybody straight who sleeps with little boys.
You don't know that. You know he's a pedophile. That's what you know.
Well, I think you need to look up pedophile because old boy is straight up gay.
Let me look it up right now so I can read it to you. If he were not gay, it does not mean anything having to do with gay or lesbian for that fact.
I think you're wrong about that.
I think so too. I think you're wrong about that. I think that is a gay act. I think, obviously, this is why I'm saying ignorance.
Obviously, you don't need any kind of smarts to have a blog talk radio show. I mean, let's be real, okay? That doesn't make any sense. You're talking about children. And I'm talking about consenting adults, man and woman, woman and man. If you choose to sleep with another person of the same sex or vice versa, that is on you. When a child is brought into a situation, that is not the same as gay or straight.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, that's fact.
You know, you show me where that's a fact, and I'll come back on the show and I'll correct myself. If you show me that that's a fact, I'll come back on the show and correct myself. But other than that, I believe that is a gay
act. Well, that's your whole thing. That's what you believe.
Right. That's my opinion. Just like that's your opinion.
What we're doing.
No, it's not an opinion.
Right.
What are pedophiles?
Everybody's giving their opinion.
Look up the word pedophile and tell me what it means.
I sort of talked over your caller when I was talking earlier. I didn't find out if your caller was a dude or a chick.
Yeah, it's a young lady.
Okay.
She's a young lady. Yeah, she's a young lady. And that's my whole thing is that, you know, that's what brought me to this subject. And, I'm going to do more shows on this because everyone wants to weigh in on this. I'm actually out of time, so I'm going to have to shut down the show. But, I'm going to do another show about this coming up real soon. I hope you guys tune into the show again. I may do a part two on tomorrow where we'll have more time and I'll get right into the show. as soon as possible.
A person who is sexually attracted to children is the definition of pedophile. So look it up. It's on the internet.
Or what about gay? What's the
gay
meaning of
gay? Is a person who is attracted to the same sex. Same sex.
So the young boys are not the same sex as Sandusky.
They are children. Therefore, you're not supposed to see them as sexual.
That's not what I asked. I asked.
That's what
they,
I told you, though.
I asked, are they the same sex as Sandusky?
So is somebody sleeping with your daughter?
No.
Oh, don't go that way and only go for gay people is what you're saying.
No. Answer me. Are the young
I will
boys
not answer
the same?
Stupidity. Children are not sexual beings to adults.
Thank you for your call. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. And like I said, this is a great topic that people can call in. Everyone has their opinion of here, and there. It's just my opinion, guys. Don't jump on me about it. It's just my opinion, just like you have your opinion. So I'm not going to jump on you about your opinion. We just got to try to have back and forth great conversation. It's great for me to disagree with you, and we disagree. We agree to disagree. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Thank you guys.